I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Jeff Phelps here. Andy Baskin over there. Sweet 16 NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. You have four games going on tonight. They're in Los Angeles. They're in Boston. And this gentleman will be, I believe, in New York. We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. You hear him do great work in the all of these studio shows for CBS and everywhere else that the signal is going. He is Clark Kellogg. He's the pride of St. Joe's, the pride of Ohio State, Indiana Pacer great, and a terrific friend of our show. Clark, great to have you back with us.
Hey, Clark.
Always good. Hey, Andy, Jeff, great to be with you guys. Exciting time of year for a lot of reasons, and I tell you, it never gets old, man. I'm so grateful to have a chance to still be in the game and covering one of the best best events on the sporting calendar. And we went from 68 to 16, and now we get started with the 16 to 4 March over the next 4 days. So I'm really looking forward to the matchups.
Clark, the tournament is always absolutely nuts. It's always topsy-turvy,
yep.
except this year. Every number one, every number two made it to the Sweet 16.
Well, you kind of felt like that would probably be the case, Jeff, after we had all of the craziness of last year. I mean, our aggregate seed numbers in the Final Four last year, when you add up the seeds of the four teams, was 23. We had two fives, a four, and I think a nine. And so three of those teams had never been to the Final Four. San Diego State, Miami, and who am I leaving out? Florida Atlantic. So you felt like this year would probably revert back to a little more normalcy, and that's been the case. And so we'll look forward. But again, to your point, this tournament always delivers. It never disappoints. There's always something for everybody, and that's part of what the secret sauce is in this event. You know, you have years where you have a bunch of surprises. You have other years where it's pretty much chalky. And I think we're going to probably end up, at least as I look at it, with a fairly chalky Final Four, but intriguing matchups and great storylines with those teams that ultimately get to Phoenix.
All right. Can I get a Clark Kellogg state of the game? Where are we going with the game in general as far as NIL and transfer portal? And I think in some ways, you know, knowing the way the NBA draft is and some of those things, it might actually make the game a little bit better with NIL, with maybe getting some teams to get guys to stay a little bit longer than they would. What do you think?
No doubt about it. I mean, it's a two-sided coin, and I'm certainly not going to disparage NIL. It's a little wild and unwieldy right now because there just aren't the guardrails you'd like to see around it. But in theory and in practice, it's right. Kids should not be penalized for earning college scholarships through their athletic ability, and that's what a lack of NIL basically did. If you earned a scholarship, then you couldn't capitalize on your name, image, and likeness. The transfer portal, kids transfer from schools all the time with no penalty. Whether or not you should have multiple transfers as a scholarship athlete, I'm not landing there, but certainly one time is reasonable and fair without penalty of sitting out. So those things off the court are clearly impacting what happens on the court. And to your point, it has created an opportunity for kids who maybe were marginal draft selections, had they left, feel like they can actually benefit from staying in college, not only in terms of their degree and continuing to improve as players, but financially. There's an opportunity now if you were going to take a risk by jumping out there because you felt like you had to financially and maybe not get drafted, maybe not land where you wanted to. Now you can actually have, as my late dad used to say, two birds in your hand are better than one in the bush. And so you can actually do that with NIL. And it has helped the game. I think the game on the court, guys, is pretty good. It's officiated well. It's not perfect, but scoring, I think, has ticked up a little bit over the last several years. I think the entertainment value of the game is good. Older teams, certainly through NIL, the transfer portal, and also the additional COVID year of eligibility, which is still on the books, I think, for another season next year, has added to teams being older and better. And, you know, sometimes kids that maybe are under-recruited and end up at a non-power conference school through 2, 3, 4 years of development end up being prominent players at a Power Five school. I mean, you can look at a kid like Mark Sears at Alabama as a case in point. Tremendous career at OU. Is from that area, elected to go back, and has had an All-America year. So I think the game on the court is good. I really do. We've got to get the other stuff off the court, corralled, more transparent and the like. That's a conversation for another time. But I think the game on the court is pretty good.
Clark Kellogg joining us, and you can see Clark's work on the CBS studio shows all during the tournament, does a tremendous job. You just talked about the COVID year. And as soon as John Calipari was knocked out of the tournament, and John said, you know, I've coached the young guys, I've had success with the young guys, and he said, maybe I need to rethink this because my 19-year-olds are playing 23-, 24-year-old guys. Is that going to go back, Clark, when that COVID year disappears and maybe what Calipari has done successfully comes back in vogue more so than it is right now?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I think it will revert to some type of new normalcy. Clearly, the COVID year threw all of our worlds and lives upside down in a multitude of ways. From a college athletic standpoint, basketball specifically, clearly it's impacted the age of teams. As a matter of fact, I haven't done it, but I imagine most of the teams in the field when we started with 68, you probably couldn't find more than a handful of teams that didn't have a graduate transfer on the roster playing a prominent role. And some of that is due to COVID. So I think there will be some reversion back to something, but I don't think it goes back to being able to stockpile your team with one and dones because the transfer portal is still going to be a fueler of roster creation because that's just without the penalty of sitting out a year, you're going to continue to see that be an element. But I do think it'll find a different level going forward.
Hey, Clark, we have the Women's Final Four here this year.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited for the city.
Yeah.
That should be a great event. Yeah.
What do you think it means for us to have that here?
Oh, my. I mean, it raises cachet. It obviously gives you a spotlight that's unique this time of year. Anytime you can host a major event, and particularly in the world of sports, because sports is a galvanizer. It's a connector. It's like music. It's a universal language that really helps dispel some of the things we get hosed up about in our differences. Sports is a real connector. And when you can have an event with the way the women's game has continued to explode and grow and the outstanding players that are populating the women's game across the country, I think all of that is just an injection of not only economic impact, but exposure and raising the profile of a city. So I can't really quantify it. I know there's some that can in terms of economic impact when you talk about hotel rooms and people visiting the city and what they're going to spend at restaurants. That's significant. And then the qualitative component, great experiences for the folks that follow sports there in Cleveland, throughout the region, throughout Ohio, and folks that are going to come from other states and all over the country. So it's a huge huge deal. You know, we lived in Indianapolis for a while, and being able to see what sporting events meant to the growth and reputation of the city during the time we were living there and beyond, it's significant. It's huge. It's big. And it's I'm excited for the city.
With that in mind, Clark, does it surprise you that the way the women's game has kind of caught fire now? Last year with LSU and with Iowa, I mean, that was a match made in heaven. Terrific interest. Why they're in the same bracket now, I don't know. But
yeah, it happens that way sometimes. Yeah, but no, you know, it's been percolating for a while, and sometimes it just takes a minute for folks to catch up with what's going on between the lines. You have the personalities, you know, Caitlin Clark is much watched TV, and there's so many other stars, Juju Watson and Angel Reese, and that South Carolina team led by Dawn Staley and her brilliance as a coach and impactor and influencer of young women. I mean, there's just so many components, and, you know, you tend to catch lightning in a bottle. There are different igniters for growth and popularity in sports or business or culture, and this has been a convergence of that for women's basketball, which is long overdue, in my opinion, and extremely well-deserved. And I think the ride of popularity and the impact on younger girls that are watching and following now is going to have a huge, long-lasting impact on the popularity and even the empowerment of young girls and women going forward, which is a great thing.
Clark Kellogg joining us, and Clark does a phenomenal job on all the CBS studio shows. And I give you a ton of credit because you get dropped into a team that works together like crazy. You know, the NBA guys with Ernie Johnson and Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley, they've done their thing forever, Clark. And then you get to the NCAA tournament, and Clark Kellogg gets dropped into the middle of that. That's not easy. How do you do it, and how do they help you?
Well, you know, one, they're terrific guys, all of them. They're excellent at what they do. We have a mutual respect for one another, appreciation for each other, and we enjoy each other. That's first and foremost. And then I think there's just a tremendous spirit of collaboration throughout Turner Sports, Warner Brothers Discovery now, but Turner Sports and CBS, and it starts from the tone at the top with our leadership and then throughout our organizations. And then the other thing for me, guys, my late mom gave me a plaque not long after I got married. And it talked about being not just having the right partner, but being the right partner. Because that's a two-way street in marriage if it's going to last and if it's going to edify and uplift both parties. And so that's how I view it. I view it as a partnership. I have a role. And for me, it's important to be the best partner that I can be for my colleagues, for the guys from Turner, for everybody that's part of our production team, those you see and those you don't. That's what I can control. That's what honors God in how I go about my work. And that's what I'm called to be and do in everything. So that to me is the driving force. Be a good partner. Be grateful for what we have an opportunity to do and who we get to do it with. And never take it for granted.
All right, Clark, I've always wanted to ask you this, and I've never had a chance to, so now I'm going to do it. I read the News Herald here every day. You know, the best basketball player in their readership area is the Clark Kellogg Award. And I'm just curious how that makes you, because I like every day I open up that paper, I go to read it online. I'm like, Clark Kellogg Award winner or Clark Kellogg nominee. How does that make you feel knowing that the newspaper from, you know, that covered you in high school named the outstanding boys basketball player of the year after you?
My first reaction is just overwhelming gratitude. I have such great memories of my time in high school, and to have an award named after me for what I was able to do as a high school athlete in Cleveland, Northeastern Ohio, and to have people feel about me that way, to have an award named after me is, you know, quite an honor, extremely gratifying. And it just overwhelms me with gratitude and thanksgiving. And I think about all of the people that are part of my life and impacted me in a positive way, starting with my folks and extended family and siblings, and then coaches and teammates and others, teachers that have poured into me. so that hopefully I can pay it forward in different ways to help other people be their best. But no, it's an unbelievable honor and one that I'm proud of and grateful for.
Well, it makes me think about you every day, just so you know that, my friend.
Well, as you think about me, pray for me that I'll be all that God would have me to be.
You got it.
Every place that he has me.
All right.
Clark, we can't thank you enough for taking the time during a very, very, very busy time of the year for you to be with us. Thanks, buddy.
No, oh, pleasure. Always great to visit with you guys. Just keep up the great work, too.
Clark, you're the greatest. We love watching you. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Talk to you.
Clark Kellogg, CBS Sports. You can watch him on the tournament. He is phenomenal. He sits in there with Kenny and Chuck after they're doing their thing for years and years and years and just blends in perfectly. Why? Because he's an outstanding broadcaster. He talked about the NCAA Final Four. Women's coming to town. We have a special announcement about that, and it's coming up next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are we doing a re-air from 10 to 2? No? Thank you.
I don't think we are. I don't think we are. Isn't it interesting? And it's just the fifth time ever that all the number ones and all the number twos in the men's side have made it to the Sweet 16.
I thought that was odd. Normally you're good for at least one of those teams to be gone, maybe two. But no, it's only the fifth time, huh?
It's the fifth time. Isn't that strange?
It is odd. It is odd. I don't know. I'm kind of looking at the women's numbers, too. All the number ones are kind of hanging around there, too, with three of them. South Carolina, Iowa, Texas, and USC. Yeah, all four are still around. All four are still around for the women, too.
Who put Iowa and LSU in the same bracket?
So what happens when you're a number three seed?
Come on, man.
They're in Albany. Where are we? Albany, Portland. Where else are they playing? I don't know. I'm not going to any of these games. So Albany and Portland.
I do think what Clark mentioned, Clark Kellogg was just with us. If you missed that interview, you can go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app, 92.3thefan.com. And we appreciate Clark always being with us here. He likes talking in his hometown. And we appreciate
He is pure class, ladies and gentlemen.
We appreciate it.
And he has always been pure class.
Well, yeah, part of the Pacer broadcast team for many, many years. And
we'd run into him all the
always
time.
Always a gentleman. Yeah, always a gentleman. But him talking about the COVID year and the experience and everything else, I honestly think that the college men's game, especially, the women's game's on fire, but the men's game is transitioned into something different than it ever used to be. And I think it's going to transition again into something else when the COVID year goes away. So combine the COVID year with the NIL money and, you know, guys being 22, 23 years old, playing 24 years old, playing college basketball. That's been something odd. And I think the NIL money might lead to an opportunity for Calipari and the guys who put teams together like he did with the, you know, the top really young guys, maybe to put those teams together but keep them for 2 years. You know, often you'd see some of these Kentucky kids coming out in the draft, and they'd end up being really good, but maybe not being the high draft choice they wanted to be, or, you know, getting pushed down in the draft a little bit, which means your money's getting pushed down. Well, if you can stay at Kentucky and make $500,000 in NIL and then come back and instead of being a 20th pick in the first round, being a fourth pick in the first round, that sets you up, doesn't it, Andy?
I don't. You know my thoughts on this whole thing because we did this last week, a part of it. But, sorry. I actually think the college game might be getting a little bit better because of NIL and transfer portal. And when I say a little bit better, I think it's the fan experience of knowing that your guy might be able to play for your team for 3 years. At least three years.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and see, that was something
you want to go play in Europe or do you want to play here?
You know? You could root for teams because your team
or school,
was coming back. You know, that's – but the one thing I don't like about it, and apparently two of the key guys, including Sullinger from Kent State, entering the transfer portal. Doesn't mean they're not going back to Kent, but they're looking to see if they can go transfer to a bigger school and make some money and everything else. It, to me, sets up some of the schools, like MAC schools in particular, and schools, not the Big Ten, not the SEC, not the ACC, as feeders for those bigger conferences, and more so than ever. And, okay, I was really good at Eastern Michigan. Now I'm going to transfer to Michigan. You know, I can get a bigger – and to me, that's tough. I don't care for that aspect of it.
I don't know. What is a bigger school in basketball, too? It's not the same as football. Like, Creighton's still around. San Diego State's around.
Yeah, right? I know.
Gonzaga doesn't exist in the football.
But you know what I mean by bigger school. Bigger school meaning more NIL cash.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
You know?
Yeah, I just, you know, Marquette. I think I like basketball because it's not so, while it is formulated with all these one and twos, it's not 100. You know, they're different schools than what we see in football. The teams have a chance that Oakland can capture your attention for 24 hours. You know, I like that. And I think part of it is that, you know, a lot of us had that opportunity to you know, get excited about Cleveland State when Cleveland State did what they did. You know, and I think that in
a long time ago.
Is that 86, right?
Let's go Kent State.
Or Kent State. Elite I'll eight. Even say, but either way, it's like, you know, both of those teams, I talk about Cleveland State more than I would Kent State just because I was young and it made me love the NCAA basketball tournament because it made me realize that it just takes five guys. It just takes five guys that are playing really well
sometimes
at the right
it takes
time.
Three.
Well, you still got to have five on the floor.
I know.
Unless you're playing with Draymond.
You go get the football player and put him out there.
Well, if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. But you can
fast
put
break
a school.
With Gabe Kaplan.
How many people last week? Swoosh, by the way. Pretty good basketball player.
She was good.
Yeah. Or was that the fish that saved Pittsburgh?
No. You were right.
I was right. Okay. So the. The whole notion of people last week having to figure out where Oakland is. Oh, wait a minute. It's not in California. It's in Detroit. Like that. I love those storylines. I love that, you know, it just when we talk about schools that we never talk about ever and that they've got the opportunity. Longwood. Who's ever talking about Longwood unless it's the answer? Drake. Creighton. Right. Those are all schools that we don't really ever talk about or never think about. And it's funny when, like, I was talking to somebody about Campbell the other day, and I was like, oh, they're like a 15, 16 seed every year. And they're like, you've heard of Campbell? And I was like, yeah, of course, because they're a 15 or 16 seed every year or every other year, something like that.
Yeah. You
know? So, but I don't know. I think that's the magic of the NCAA tournament, that it can make these schools that you'd never heard of or just they can capture your imagination and you're like, wow. I mean, look at the guy that ran into the stands last week after hitting all the threes, and he was hugging people while he's wearing his uniform in the stands during a timeout. I mean, come on. It's a great story. It's bigger than the game. That's why I love it. That's what I love about the NCAA basketball tournament.
I agree with you on that. I do think it's interesting, though. UConn, Houston, North Carolina, Purdue all make it through. And they play 4 and 5 seeds, you know, so the you don't see a 13 in there, right? The lowest seed still left is North Carolina State, an 11 seed. That's kind of interesting. No?
No, yeah, I think so. I mean, Gonzaga's a school that we're used to hearing from.
Iowa State, Marquette, Arizona, Tennessee are all 2 seeds. So eight of the Sweet 16 are 1 or 2 seeds. You have 2 3 seeds in Illinois and Creighton, 2 4s in Duke and Alabama, and San Diego State and Gonzaga are 5s. And then you have North Carolina State. And, you know, it's North Carolina State. It's an ACC school.
Yeah, it's not like
It's not like you snuck in Eastern Michigan, you know?
Now, I'm looking at the women's brackets. I think the highest seed there is, what, a 5? 7. Duke is a 7 seed. So they're playing pretty close to chalk, too. You know, all the 1s, the 2s, the 3s. USC, Baylor, UConn, Duke. I also like the fact that they don't call the regions, that they started that whole, let's go region 1, region 2, region 3, region 4. That's how they do it for the women. So, Stanford, NC State, Gonzaga, Texas in region 3. That's basically out west. Region 2, UCLA, LSU, Iowa, Colorado. You are so right. Both those games are on ABC, too. But why is LSU and Iowa in the same? Wouldn't it be nice to try to get both? I hope Iowa wins because we want Caitlin Clark here. That's going to mean some big cash for our town.
But LSU could mean big cash, too. Caitlin Clark's clearly the story. And the second biggest story is LSU. So who came up with that idea? I don't know. You could say, well, that's just the way it played out, and it's the way it should play out.
Yeah.
If so, well, congratulations. Then you weren't tempted by the idea of the dream matchup, basically, a rematch of last year.
And then that last bracket's Notre Dame, Oregon State, South Carolina.
All the number ones are in it for the women.
Yeah. And you got 1, 2, almost all the 2s. 3 of the 4 2s are still in it, Stanford, UCLA, and Notre Dame.
So interesting,
the 2s are
isn't
there
it?
Too, yeah.
So it's going to be fun. But again, the national women's semifinals and the finals.
All the 3s are in it for the women, too. All the 3s advanced.
That's the way to do it, isn't
it?
Mm-hmm. I guess maybe apparently the bracket folks got it all right this year.
Seems close.
Isn't that good for them? I guess. No?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Good for them. So congratulations. And again, Sweet 16 stuff tonight. Get ready. Combine that with Andy. Baseball opener. Well, you can be busy. How's that? Does that make sense?
Sure does.
Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. It's opening day, Andy.
It is opening day, Jeff, man. I feel the energy in the studio right now. I'm going to go get some peanuts or popcorn. No Cracker Jack.
Hold on a second. Talk for a second, will you? Just talk for a second.
Good, because I'd be all offended right, if one of you didn't come back.
He's got peanuts with him here. That's what he's going to do. Wow, look at this. Look
right
at
here,
him.
Baby.
He's so excited.
It's opening day. I brought peanuts.
You're the only person I know that, like, treats their own peanuts.
I do, actually.
You put your peanuts through a treatment program before you actually eat them.
I do.
Please tell us how you do this.
Folks, I'm telling you, this is phenomenal. I like peanuts a little bit more roasted than you kind of buy anywhere. So I'll buy two big bags, one salted, one unsalted, mix them, throw them in the oven. Just throw it in the oven, turn on the oven at 350, set a timer for half an hour. Afterwards, just turn off the oven when the timer goes off and let them sit in there. And you get a really nice, great flavor out of the peanut, and it gets roasted a little bit more. So instead of, you know, really bland looking, they're usually tan and have a different flavor. So there you go, Andy. If you're nice, I'll let you have a couple today.
Oh, I would enjoy that. That's exactly what I need.
I thought you might. You know, you can't start the baseball season without a bag of peanuts.
You know, I enjoy peanuts. I will agree, and I will tell you that. But I often find myself thinking of the Found a Peanut song from when I was young, and kids used to sing that on the bus, so then it makes me not want to eat peanuts.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm always afraid of peanuts anywhere because people might have allergies.
Yeah, remember when we didn't have to worry about things like that?
I've got a story for you before we talk Cavs for a second.
Oh, Jeff Phelps, story time.
Kid baseball, okay? And it was kid, but... you know, teenagers, so like, I think you're 12, 13, something like that. There was an umpire who was eating peanuts during the game behind home plate.
Really?
Yeah. So he would crack peanuts and drop the shells at home plate. There was a kid on the team who had a peanut allergy. And the kid went out to catch between innings or at the end of the game at some point. And sees these peanut shells, and the kid's got a peanut allergy and mentions it to the coach.
Kid freaks out a little bit? Or?
A little bit, and they just sit and they ask the, you know, the umpire, hey, could you pick those up because, you know, this kid's got peanut allergies and everything. And the umpire said, nope.
What happened?
Kid had to leave. He went home.
Why wouldn't the guy wouldn't pick up the peanut shells?
That is correct.
Oh, I have a million words I want to use
that
for that.
That is correct.
Really?
Yeah.
The umpire was throwing peanut shells on the ground.
At home plate, as he's umpiring.
Wow, that guy shouldn't be umping anymore. He should be nowhere around children.
And he went out in the field for the second game and did the same thing.
But can I even ask?
He had a little protein.
I've got a bad peanut allergy story that I'm trying to think of how to tell it without
outing
revealing
somebody.
It. Yeah, just. Sad thing. You just hear about kids that are silly about peanuts sometimes at school. And next thing you know, they start bullying the kids with peanuts. And then the kids
really?
End up. Yeah, but this story ends up being a great story because the kid ended up having great success after transferring in athletics. So
well,
I love
this
story. Yeah.
And he didn't do it with peanuts.
No, I mean, it was just like, it's just silly why kids would bully another kid with peanuts. I mean, if you know the guy's going to get. Going to turn in hives or have to have a shot or just stay away from the peanut stuff. Like, I love peanut butter and jelly, but if I knew someone was allergic to peanuts, I would stay away from them. I mean, it's not that hard.
Tell me I should be all fired up that the Cavs lost in Charlotte to the Hornets last night.
You're not. You don't care. Like I said, that's a game they should have won last night. They should at least be upset about it. You know, hopefully Donovan Mitchell back tomorrow night and so that they can change their ways. But they have Philly, Denver, Utah, Phoenix. Both L.A. teams, Memphis, Indiana, and Charlotte, to end the season, and they're going in the wrong direction. They're now fourth in the East with a game and a half lead to try to hang on to that and hang on to home court advantage for at least one series in the playoffs. That's where they are right now. They've let this slip away.
I'm a big believer in this. If you get to the playoffs healthy, that's the most important thing, and then you're good to go. But I also do think you have to have a little bit of momentum going in. And even if it's just flat momentum, you know what I mean? Which is really no momentum at all. What you can't have to me is a team that's not playing well when you hit the playoffs. It's tough to me, in my estimation, for an NBA team. Hey, we've been playing crummy ball, but we're gonna turn it up now because we're in the playoffs. I think that's tough. That's asking a lot. And I don't know that that happens. And so it's a little concerning, you know, if you're following the Cavs here. They've dropped to fourth in the standings. They're behind the Knicks. Right now they're looking at a first-round playoff series against the Orlando Magic. Did Orlando Magic scare you at all? Probably not. You would think that's probably a pretty decent matchup, even though they have some interesting young talent.
So you're dealing with, what, nine games, game and a half lead on Orlando, right?
Yeah.
So are you in a decent spot right now to advance? Yeah, but then you're looking at, what, Boston, right? I'm not looking ahead, but and if they win a series, they'll be in, and people will be a lot happier than if they don't. Let's just put it that way. But I don't want to see them fall. I mean, there's no what are they looking at? They've got a 3.5-game lead on the Pacers. Is that right? They're 17 back. We're 13.5 back. So
and they've lost 7 of their last 10 games. You know, you've been dealing without Donovan Mitchell for most of all of this. We all know that. Is he okay when he comes back? See, I think we're all kind of working under the thought, okay, might be back on Friday. Great, he's going to be Donovan Mitchell again. Maybe. If he's not, then you shouldn't bring him back on Friday, should you?
No, I don't even care if they bring him back. Look, as long as they can hang on to this 4-5, they'll be all right. Right? Although, who knows? Pacers could pass the Magic, too. That could happen. They're only 2 games back on them.
Pacers are kind of a shaky team.
And then when they want to be good, they can be a good team.
And their offense is explosive. I wonder if there are teams that haven't been there a whole lot, and you wonder, is this team built to be a good playoff team? I wonder that about the type of offense that Indiana's played. If they get up and down the floor, they score a lot of points. I wonder if that's good playoff recipe for them. I don't know that it is. I don't know that it isn't. But as you said, Andy, Philadelphia, it's not an easy game even without Joel Embiid. And then a road trip that could be nasty because you're taking on some pretty good teams on that road trip. I'd say you're taking on all good teams except Utah, and Utah is going to be motivated. Why? Because they're sitting Colin Sexton and Lowry Markkanen, and they're not awful.
No, and that West Coast trip is never easy. Never. Ever.
No.
It's a lot of travel.
I mean, this could be, or remember a couple of years ago, it was in Markkanen's last year here, where the team was actually really playing pretty well. And then they got dinged up down the stretch, ended up in the play-in tournament, and it just didn't work.
No, and then
remember that?
Yes.
And
it feels like that, doesn't it?
Well, it does. That's what this kind of reminds me of right now, because it was after the All-Star break. In fact, it was in March, and it just kind of started to go south, and you didn't want to worry about it. But then the Cavs got into that play-in, and it went nowhere. And so that's kind of
like a play-out tournament.
Right. That's what this season is feeling like to me. The difference is Donovan Mitchell, if he can come back and be healthy. And if he can, then it changes.
Well, that's the whole
thing. Changes the dynamic. But what it doesn't change, Andy, is the question left over from last year is, okay, they played poorly in the playoffs against the Knicks. What's going to change? Are they better because they're together for another year? Yeah, probably so. Are they better because Evan Mobley's better? You can make the argument Evan's not a whole lot better because he's been dealing with injuries this year and maybe has been derailed a little bit. There was an interesting thing on ESPN. Our buddy Brian Windhorst wrote it. A key player for each team in the playoffs. And something that every player has to prove. And he talked about Evan Mobley with the Cavs. And basically said the offensive growth in his game hasn't been there, which is hard to argue with. And I think,
but there has been some injury issues.
And Andy, I also think I think a lot of it's on fit and coaching, because they don't get him a lot of shots. And if they don't want to get him a lot of shots, that's okay. But you can't expect a guy's offensive game to really develop if you're not giving him the basketball, can you?
No, not at all.
He's averaging the fewest shots per game in his career, and it's just under 12. His first 2 years, it was 12. If you want a guy's offensive game to develop a little bit, it would help. I mean, it can still develop taking the same number of shots, basically. But it would help if you gave him the ball a little bit more. That's not happening. And injuries are a part of that. Maybe scheme's a part of that. Maybe fit's a part of that. And Brian said, you're going to have decisions to make. Everybody assumed he was a no-brainer for a max contract. Is that going to be the case down the road? And it's a very interesting point by Brian. My thoughts on the kid.
Yeah, I still think I still need him to eat a couple more cheeseburgers. I just want him to be bigger, stronger, faster. Maybe we can just get him the whole Steve Austin deal. I don't know. Is there a Steve Austin workout plan?
Yeah, major surgery and.
Well, no, yeah, I mean, is like the eye thing. He doesn't need the eye thing, but otherwise, he's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he just needs a little, you know, couple more cheeseburgers. That's all.
Couple more cheeseburgers.
And then let's put him under the basket a little bit more. Yeah, oh, it's simple, man. You guys make this game so hard. I can make it so easy.
Look, we've offered forever to start the Baskin and Phelps Eating Club.
Yes.
We that offer's still on the table.
Peanuts. Professional.
And peanuts on the side.
Speaking of peanuts, I got a text saying, have I ever had boiled peanuts?
I've heard about those, and they don't do much.
I was told that it's very much a Southern thing.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
I don't. What's the difference? Does it make the peanuts softer on the inside, easier to eat?
Honestly, I think they're soggy.
Oh, soggy peanuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know myself. I've never had them.
I don't know. I've become more of a nut connoisseur as I got older, too. Yes, I enjoy.
Pistachios?
No, I used to just be like a planter's guy.
Almonds?
Beer nuts were a big thing when I was a kid. Like, my dad would.
Cashews?
It was like a big treat. We'd
cashews?
Get beer nuts. Oh, I love cashews. Love them. Yeah.
Can't eat a lot of them.
Can't eat a lot? I can to a point.
Cashews in moderation are the way to go.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. I feel
you're,
so much.
You're welcome.
We're all smarter today. We're done.
Yeah.
Show's over.
Well,
see you later.
Cavs trying to snap out of it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Season opener, everybody. Cavs play Philadelphia tomorrow at the Fieldhouse. And then at Denver, at Utah, at Phoenix, at Lakers, at Clippers. Gulp. Gulp. Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter. He covers the Indians when they were here. Covers the Guardians now. They're here.
He's so good, multi-talented. He can cover two baseball teams at once.
Covers the
and
Cavaliers.
Then realize that they're the same team.
He's next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.